We'll get to the numbers in a moment, but first, let's start in the kitchen.
There's the oven.
That's Cynthia Sturmer. She's a private baker in Montevallo.
I'm not saying I've never made a mess, because I do have a separate wardrobe for when I'm not baking.
She's known around here for her pies. Today, it's cherry pie.
So what are you making the little balls for?
The little balls are going to be part of a flower design that I put on top. Pies are like snowflakes, and no two are actually ever the same.
She cuts out leaves from the remaining dough, assembles the pieces carefully in the mound of red goodness.
And here goes the first one.
Into the oven.
All the way to the back. And now we play the waiting game.
Sturmer says making pies gives you a lot of time to think.
There are so many analogies for life in baking.
So try this legislative analogy. A lot of people want a piece of the pie that is the state's general fund budget. It covers anything non-education related, prisons, state police, Medicaid, the court system. The problem is, there's not enough pie to go around. The Legislative Fiscal Office projects a $283 million shortfall in the general fund next year.
We don't have enough revenue coming into the general fund to support the operations that we want to pay for.
Thomas Spencer is with the Public Affairs Research Council of Alabama, a nonpartisan research group. He says since the recession, Alabama has padded its budget with one-time monies, first stimulus funds, and then borrowed money from various state accounts. Spencer says Alabama's reaching its borrowing limits. Much of the state's revenue is earmarked and can't be moved around. Plus, lawmakers have been cutting, with 5,000 fewer state employees and a general fund budget that's $400 million smaller than in 2009.
We've done the cutting and the slicing and the dicing.
That's Republican Representative Steve Klaus, chair of the House Ways and Means General Fund Committee. He says there aren't substantial cuts or savings left. That has state leaders looking to the revenue side. And even though Alabama is a tax-adverse state, Governor Robert Bentley is proposing a $700 billion tax and revenue package. The plan consists of eliminating some tax credits, increasing tobacco and automobile-related taxes, and unearmarking some revenue. It doesn't include gambling, and it doesn't involve anything that has to go to a statewide vote. Representative Steve Klaus says filling the budget gap will likely consist of mixing together smaller cuts or revenue measures that add up. And gambling?
Possibly. I think everything's on the table, and lottery, if it dedicated some of the funds to the general fund,
A lottery is among the Democrats' proposals, with proceeds going to both the general fund and education. House Minority Leader Craig Ford says they also propose a compact with the Porch Creek Indians, which have casinos in Alabama, and they support an increase to the tobacco tax. Representative Ford says this type of revenue is voluntary.
Nobody wants to pass taxes, but you can pass revenue measures that aren't taxes.
Republicans dominate state government, and some aren't too fond of Governor Bentley's idea of raising taxes. One North Alabama lawmaker even bought a billboard opposing the governor's tax plan. But the public, which historically doesn't like taxes, might not be as tough an audience. The Public Affairs Research Council of Alabama conducts an annual survey of attitudes toward government. Thomas Spencer says what they found might be surprising.
Alabamians are willing, in the key areas of education and health, they would be willing to pay more in taxes to avoid cuts.
Spencer says the survey also shows residents don't trust lawmakers to spend the money wisely.
All right, time to look again.
Our pie maker, Cynthia Sturmer, is watching the oven. But one other note about our budget pie, this $283 million shortfall, that number only gets us back to where we are now. So no new money for an overcrowded prison system that risks a federal takeover. No new money for understaffed state police or Medicaid. Also, the money we borrowed must be paid back in the coming years. Okay, Cynthia, let's see what we've got.
Oh, we're done. All right, kids. Ta-da!
She sets the pie with its golden brown crust on the stove to cool. A much more contentious baking operation awaits in Montgomery. For WBHM,